The role of the FDA is very much on the mind of science writer Philip Hiltz. He's author of the book Protecting America's Health, The FDA, Business, and 100 Years of Regulation. And this recent string of drug warnings has him wondering.
Have you ever walked into a dark room and smacked your ankle on a piece of furniture? Hey, what's that thing doing there? Why doesn't somebody turn on the lights? Recently, it's felt a little like that as we heard some unpleasant news about our favorite pain relievers. Four of our favorite pain relievers. So why is this happening? People may think each aspect of each drug is tested before it goes to market. But it's not true. The system of testing medicines didn't come about by setting out a complete and rational plan and then walking every drug through it. It was the result of a negotiation which has been going on for years between doctors at the Food and Drug Administration and the makers of drugs. Testing is expensive and takes time. Do we give a drug to patients for 12 weeks or 12 months? Do we try it in people over age 70 or children under 15? Do we test it in people with high blood pressure or with heart conditions? Sometimes it's not so much a negotiation as an argument. Sometimes it's not an argument, but a collision. Years ago, there was a drug, a sedative, that was sold to pregnant women to help them avoid nausea in the mornings. But no nation had tested the drug to see if it might cause problems for the fetus. The drug was thalidomide, and the result of its use was that 8,000 babies, mostly in Europe, were born with severe deformities. After thalidomide, FDA started to check before drugs go to market to see if they also might cause birth defects. Not long ago, companies were very reluctant to experiment with drugs on children, even though doctors were commonly prescribing adult drugs for children. There is now a program which tries to tiptoe through that one. Aleve is a drug that is normally taken at a medium dose for a few days at a time. So it was tested for that. But then we know the real world is not the one we intended. Some people might want pain relief every day for months or years, whatever the package insert says. But Aleve did not get tested in people using it daily for over a year. Right now, most drugs don't get long-term tests. That's why you hear the doctor on the news saying things like, all drugs have risks. Not because of something he knows, but probably because of what he doesn't know. And some night, you might bump into a side effect you didn't know was there.
Philip Hiltz is the author of Protecting America's Health, The FDA, Business, and 100 Years of Regulation.